Hi, this is Vivek Srivastava. I am presenting my demo in English, spoken in Indian accent. The contents have been taken from the book Indian Philosophy in Modern Times, written by Mr. V. Brodov. Part 1. The Vedic Period. Literature, Sources and Problems. This period is termed Vedic because throughout it the Vedic literature was the principal form of the development of the spiritual culture of the peoples of India. It is in the Vedas that we have the first records of the ancient Indians on problems of history, economics, religion, philosophy, ethics, aesthetics, and many other subjects. Our characterization of the Vedic literature will be mostly historico-philosophical in nature. According to the established tradition, the whole of the Vedic literature is divided into four groups. 1. The Sanhitas. 2. The Brahmans. 3. The Aranyakas. And 4. The Upanishads. This division reflects the historical order in which this literature developed. The Sanhitas are the most ancient, while the works of the other groups compiled in later times are commentaries and additions to the Sanhitas. For this reason, the Sanhitas are referred to as the Vedas proper. In the broad sense, the Vedas comprise all four groups, the entire complex of the Vedic literature. This period is termed Vedic because throughout it the Vedic literature was the principal form of the development of the spiritual culture of the peoples of India. It is in the Vedas that we have the first records of the ancient Indians on problems of history, economics, religion, philosophy, ethics, aesthetics, and many other subjects. Our characterization of the Vedic literature will be mostly historico-philosophical in nature. Our characterization of the Vedic literature will be mostly historico-philosophical in nature. According to the established tradition, the whole of the Vedic literature is divided into four groups. The Sanhitas, the Brahmans, the Aranyakas, and the Upanishads. This division reflects the historical order in which this literature developed. The Sanhitas are the most ancient, while the works of the other groups compiled in later times are commentaries and additions to the Sanhitas. For this reason, the Sanhitas are referred to as the Vedas proper. In the broad sense, the Vedas comprise all four groups, the entire complex of the Vedic literature.